It's quarter number two on the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
All right, we're back. Quarter number two of the Keystone Kickoff Show, coming to you from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. Dustin Hockensmith and Greg Pickle. We spilled the beans a little bit on Penn State Rutgers in the previous segment. We were supposed to be looking back at Ohio State, but by the time we got there, we didn't have a whole lot of time to do that. Penn State season finale coming against the Rutgers team. 3:30 kickoff Eastern time at Beaver Stadium. Penn State goes into it 9-2 and as a 40-point favorite, roughly. By the time you listen to this, who knows, that line could have drifted a little bit. But big favorite. I don't think 10-2 is really a doubt in this one.
No.
Rutgers. I was going to read off some stats, but you mentioned you have some especially good Rutgers stats.
I mean,
for me.
Where do we start? I mean, they're 129th in points per game. They're 124th in opponent points per game. You know, they're what, 92nd in the country with their class of 2020 and probably only going to go down. They don't force turnovers. They don't create turnovers. They're averaging 4.4 yards a play on offense. They almost average as many penalty yards as they do passing yards on first down. I mean, it's astounding to look at just how bad this team is. They average 130 passing yards a game. I mean, it just... And they give up almost 400. I mean, it is one of the more statistically terrible teams I think I've ever taken the time to look at. And who knows if Sean Clifford's going to play? Who knows if Will Levis is going to play? It's hard to say. But I don't know if it matters if Penn State's entire starting unit on both sides of the ball sat out this game. I don't think it would make any difference. That's how bad this Rutgers team is.
So all those numbers, don't laugh at me. Are those bad, Greg?
They're quite bad.
Okay, bad or horrible? Yeah, I think. I mean, where is Rutgers right now? Let's talk about that. They're on an interim coach. They're in this very public coaching search, which, you know, we've been part of coaching searches. They are not fun for anybody involved, the coaches, the schools, the people trying to cover it and keep up with it. But now, as of right now, as we sit down here to talk about this, they are not likely to get Greg Schiano, which, I mean, that has to be the best case scenario, right? To get Greg Schiano to come back. It's the only coach I can think of who has legitimate Division I interest if you look at the whole disaster that unfolded with Tennessee a year or so ago. There are programs out there besides Rutgers who wouldn't mind having Greg Schiano. So now he's not happening for Rutgers. What kind of coach would walk into this situation?
Yeah, it has to clearly, I mean, the only choice at this point would be somebody who is, you know, a lifer of either assistant coaching or, you know, that Michigan linebackers coach has been bantied around a little bit. His name's been a couple other people, assistant coach. I mean, somebody always wants a head coaching job. It doesn't really matter how bad the situation is. I think we see that every year because.
But I totally get and respect. Like, I respect the climb. I respect the ability to provide for your family at a level that you can't do it now. I can appreciate all that. But the statistical probability of you taking the Rutgers job and that being the last job head coaching opportunity you get, that's just it's way too high. Now, you know, you can definitely make the case that there's only there's 130 of these jobs at this level.
Yep.
If you look at the Power Five, there's a 60 Power Five jobs available. I get it. You're in rarefied air, but it is such a disaster. Your roster isn't anywhere near where you need it to be now. You're going to come in the 2020 class. Not that those guys would ever be able to help you right away anyway, but you're looking at a full-scale culture build. You're looking at a full-scale talent base build. You're looking at probably a situation where you don't have a ton of resources for your assistant coaches. If you, you know, you mentioned the list of quote unquote demands from Greg Schiano before, which are all pretty basic. Like if you want to compete in a Power Five school, this is what you need. Rutgers was unwilling or unable to commit to those things. I don't think they're going to be have a very friendly coaching situation here.
So here was the request or demands or whatever you want to call them from Greg Schiano that was leaked to NJ Advanced Media. Schiano wanted an annual salary of $4 million for each of the next 8 seasons and a $4,000 retention bonus every 2 years, $25.2 million guarantee if his university fired him before 2021, and then it would drop to it would drop as time went on. Unlimited use of a private jet for all recruiting activities and for all non-recruiting program and university related travel, and bonuses if season ticket benchmarks were reached. I mean, that sounds like a pretty reasonable list of requests to walk into this mess of a program. So if they're unwilling to do that, I know he wanted something about a car and a golf club membership and family, spouse travel to games. So what? If they're not willing to do that, then, there was a headline out there that, go back to playing Lafayette and Lehigh and, how can you argue with it? I mean, if you're going to be in the Big Ten, you have to spend like you're in the Big Ten. I know that they are spending a lot of money on buyouts, and they don't have a lot of money as an athletic program to begin with. But my God, it's going
to
be
some
the last
donor has to step to the plate in this situation.
They're all stepping
right?
away. They're all stepping away. I mean, that was the main takeaway, that after the Schiano news broke, pretty much all the big donors just said, well, okay, that'll be the end of our giving to you. And it's a debacle. It is a total disaster. I don't know how they're going to fix it. To your point, if it's not Schiano, I don't know who is going to want that job. And like I said, I don't really see how fixing this can happen.
It's the Keystone Kickoff Show. We're looking ahead. Penn State Rutgers, a big 40-point favorite for the Lions in their regular season finale at Beaver Stadium, Senior Day, 3:30 p.m. kickoff there. And not a lot of fireworks to be had between now and then. Of course, we've got...
What is Rutgers? 1-9? No, that's not right. They have to be
2-9.
I believe
2-9.
That's right. Each coach has a win.
You can talk in Google if you like.
Yeah.
This segment brought to you by our good friends at DraftKings Sportsbook app, where they've got some pretty awesome Thanksgiving deals for you. It's not too late for sure. Before kickoff, you place a bet on the winner of any Thanksgiving football game, and DraftKings will give you a free $5 bet for that. Plus, during the game, place a $5 in-game flash bet, and DraftKings will give you another free $5 to bet. Just a nice little Thanksgiving Day gift from DraftKings Sportsbook to you. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app right now. Use code KSN when you sign up. For a limited time, all users can get a deposit bonus up to $500. Don't forget, that's code KSN for all new and existing users to get a deposit bonus up to $500. It's only at DraftKings Sportsbook. You must be 21 or older. Pennsylvania only. Restrictions apply. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. So Penn State, a 40-point favorite. I don't think, if you take the outcome and wondering about that off the table, which is a little bit of a sense of relief, you do have, some other things to be watching for. Specifically, as, we made light of it last week, just, in context of Noah Cain not being 100%. He was 90% at Minnesota in play.
Right.
One touch this past weekend for him, by the way. Sean Clifford sounds like he hasn't been 100% in a little while. He gets knocked out of the Ohio State game. Will Levis comes in. The things that we're watching for are more developmental. They're more storyline. They're more who's available and who's not. How seriously are you taking this opponent at home to try to maybe, view this as a glorified bye week to get into bowl week prep and to get into a little bit of time to rest and recover between now and whenever Penn State does play a bowl game.
Yeah, I mean, I just think that you have to play as many young guys as you can this week, and I think this is a great chance to get Will Levis a quality amount of playing time, regardless of Sean Clifford's health status. Any Penn State freshman that is yet to play in a game but is getting close to being game ready. Must see some snaps in this game. I wouldn't mind running John Dunmore and TJ Jones out there for a bit just to see if they can maybe give you a spark at receiver that your other guys have been struggling to. You have to show, you know, I guess there's the concern of, you know, over. See, I don't even think if Penn State overlooked this game and didn't watch any film and kind of just took it easy this week, I still think they'd win by 30 points. So it's really hard to try and get into the minutia of this matchup because Rutgers is just, God, Dust, it's so bad. And there's nothing that's going to change that between now and Saturday. They're clearly not playing for their coach's job. It's obvious that they're, you know, the Scarlet Knights are going to, so they don't even have that bit of motivation. I mean, you talk about what motivation does Penn State have. What motivation does Rutgers have to show up for this one? So, but the thing that I'm most interested in is I'm going to treat this basically like a blue-white game because I think that it's essentially what it's going to look like without, you know, Penn State being on both sides of the field. And I'll be curious to see what young guys sort of show you something for next year, maybe even for the bowl game.
And I think you mentioned a couple intriguing ones. I mean, there's not much to lose when it comes to managing your wide receiver depth chart. I would be surprised if Sean Clifford plays in this game. You know, I think in addition to it making sense for him to take this additional week or so and rest up and not expose himself to any more injury risk, I think it makes sense for Will Levis to get a full four quarters of run here. And maybe not even a full four quarters. Maybe we're looking at a half or three quarters and get one of the – or maybe both of the true freshmen on the field. But I think just watching the other young guys, I'm not sure. I think we'll probably see a few series. I think maybe mathematically Penn State will have to have a lead before they really start any kind of full scale going to the backups. I think you're probably going to see that in phases or waves. You're going to see younger guys earlier, but you're not going to see just an automatic switch, right? Like after three series, if they're up 14-0, Penn State's not going to just punt on the starters. I think you're just going to see they're going to alternate some more. So that's really the look. And then, you know, as you mentioned earlier, given the Thanksgiving holiday and the real lack of interest in coming back early for students, I think you could see a pretty sleepy Beaver Stadium. And that's including, you know, just the way that the season has gone and the way that last week marked the end of the chapter where you considered all the best case scenarios. Those are all kind of gone. Now you're just, this is a formality game, and yeah. I think we're going to see a crowd that reflects that.
I agree, and I think Penn State's effort might look a little bit like that early on, but they still win handily. I believe this is the prediction part of this week's show. Is that correct, or am I incorrect about that?
Yeah.
All right, so I got to make a prediction. I have no clue. Let's go with – so the total's 50. Let's go with Penn State 55, Rutgers 0.
55-0. Projecting a shutout's not the worst.
If you're ever going to do it, this would be the week for it.
I'm going to say that Rutgers somehow backs into a field goal, and I'm going to call it 52-3. I think we got a cover, and we got not very many points, but I don't think it's going to be a shutout, including the fact that you're going to see some second and third teamers out there who are all better than Rutgers players, by the way. But anyway, we're moving on. Ask Greg is coming up right after this.
Take advantage of special Thanksgiving offers all day on Thursday at DraftKings Sportsbook. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN. For a limited time, all new and existing users can get a deposit bonus up to $500. That's code KSN for all new and existing users to get a deposit bonus up to $500. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only. Restrictions apply. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Ross Tucker, former NFL player and now host on the Keystone Sports Network, telling you about GoPSURV.com. I had an unbelievable experience for the Wisconsin game with my wife. My father-in-law came up. We had an absolute blast tailgating at GoPSURV.com. If you don't know about it or you haven't checked it out yet, you need to do so immediately. Call Mark at 1-800-519-8467 or go to GoPSURV.com.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.